Okay, we're back for our next segment of Program 2 of April about why WCGA needs to exist and what she can do to affect a great reawakening in America. And I had, in the previous segment, had talked about the very unsavory, unsettling, and unconstitutional, in my opinion, events that have taken place, and that they illustrate why, probably more than anything else, we need programs like this, and we need listeners like you to come alongside. So the purpose of this first 30 days with four programs is to help you understand why WCGA, Wes and Dee Cox, have stepped forward and said, Woody, let's do something. And we're going to give you some time on the air to discuss things that we, Wes, Dee, and I, and my wife Cindy, have talked about for quite a while now. And that is the gross deterioration of America, morally, spiritually, intellectually, socially, academically. We're deteriorating. The old standards of America, for whatever reason, I have my suspicions what they are and why, but that's a conversation for after the 1st of May. For whatever reason, America just is not up to snuff like it used to be. And my biggest concern is that our up to snuff, or not being there, is most prevalent in the area of our personal faith, our theology, or lack of understanding thereof. I made a number of advertisements on another radio station in another state over a period of time, challenging men, beginning on the day the first ad ran, to begin reading the Bible through cover to cover, which most men, and I'm talking to those who claim to be Christians, have really never done. In fact, I've encountered some pretty good pastors in certain groups that have not read the Word of God comprehensively from cover to cover, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. They've never done the whole thing in a relatively short period of time, but not so short that they couldn't meditate on the work as they went. I suggested 90 to 120 days to the listeners that they should read the Bible and get that behind them, because that will begin to, like a gyroscope in an aircraft heading system, will begin to let us know where true north is and what heading we need to fly when ATC says turn left to a heading of 350. If the gyro isn't working, then you're not going to be in the ballpark. So we have to have the Word of God to be our gyroscope in our direction finder, in our compass, to point us in the right direction. Well, after I ran those ads, I said I would run the answer and tell them the reason why 4 months later, and then the station manager for that supposedly Christian network, it's a nationwide organization, the man that owns it and runs it is, I think he's lost control of his system, and his underlings don't have the same commitment that he has, because I know he's a great man, a good man. I know where he went to college. I know a lot about him. But his underlings, those who actually ran things, well, they just weren't of the same mind as he was, and they were duplicitous. Oh, yes, sir, three bags full in my presence when we had meetings. But in reality, when they implemented things, didn't happen that way, and so never ran that second series of ads. However, the point still exists. Men need to know the Word of God. And one of the missions of this series of programs on WCGA, AM 1100, that you, the aegis of which you hear my voice, is to get people to look first and foremost to the Word of God for making any decisions in life. It doesn't mean necessarily throwing up your hands and saying, well, it says this, and so I go out and do it right away. But wisely, by meditating on the Word of God, let the Word of God be your guide. Because His Word, thy Word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It also says in the 119th Psalm, it says, order my steps in thy word, and let no sin have dominion over me. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Some important stuff. Forever, O Lord, thy word is established in heaven. If we can, through the aegis of this radio station, WCGA, Wonderful Coastal Georgia, AM 1100, and an old retired Air Force pilot and something else, if through the aegis of WCGA we can get the listening audience in the South Georgia area to internalize what Jesus said was the most important commandment in Scripture, Matthew 22, 34 to 40, He simply said in response to a question, what is the most important scripture? He said, the Shema of Israel. Love God, know His word, and pass these things on diligently to your children. If we do that through WCGA, it's a great victory. We're going to continue this discussion here in this vein, but I want to take just a brief moment to step aside from that and to make this very, very critical point. If, as I'm talking about things that maybe make you a little prickly because you're not necessarily a born-again Christian or you're not a person who has spent much time in the Word of God and might not even, well, care for it too much. If you're one of those people, you're not going to like the program because it's going to continue. But I wish you would give it this thought. Even if you're not a Christian, if your moral orientation is based on what has grown out of the Judeo-Christian ethic, if you understand you are your brother's keeper, and if you understand that you have a responsibility to be a productive citizen, to protect particularly women and children, if you believe that marriage is a good thing, and those other things associated with the Christian and Jewish tradition, then hang in there with us a little while, because you are useful in our culture. If you don't believe, I'm not prepared to throw you out. I'm asking you to come aboard as an ally and walk with us in those areas that will rebuild our nation, because hear me, the America that you enjoy today is based on those principles that I've been talking about so far and many others, the Judeo-Christian ethic. It is important to know it and to embrace it, whether you necessarily are a believer or not. If you walk with us in those areas, hang in there with us. We'll continue the conversation now on the backside as we go into segment three. Thank you. God bless you.